Okay. Well, I did talk to the call screener, and first time I called over the holiday weekend, I had some experience. Relative, I'm a godparent too, and I became aware of some inappropriate posts on TikTok and different types of imagery on the computer.
Okay.
And I addressed
you mean
it
like
with
porn?
The parents. I mean, we're, well, clothes on, but very suggestive dancing and listening to rap music that was not talking about females in a very pleasant way.
Okay.
A lot of, dances that you might see at an adult gentleman's club, I would imagine, but with clothes on, but different types of tank tops and different things. Just not what a soon-to-be 15-year-old girl should be doing.
Okay.
And I was just surprised about the reaction. Just like, oh, you're overreacting. The posts were taken down and the videos were taken off. But
were you unfriended?
Her friend can,
if that's the right word for it, were you blocked at that point?
Yes. Well, I wasn't part of this. My younger daughter is the same age, but I'm the godparent, but my daughter goes to a different school. This young lady is in a co-ed school in Chicago. I just thought as a responsibility for me as a godparent to mention something, and it was met with hostility. So what is my role going forward?
Your role going, well, okay, let's take one step back. First of all, the fact that you brought this up to them is a good thing, and that is part of your role. So keeping in mind that the promises that you make, they're implicit promises by being the godmother, and that includes that you will do everything you can within your ability, within reason, to help the child grow strong in his or her Catholic faith. It's a girl, that's who we're talking about?
Correct, yes, okay. The female, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just that you bring a gift to the baptismal party or that you're there to celebrate with the family. That's nice, but that's not the purpose of being a godparent. Being a godparent means that you are undertaking a lifelong commitment to doing what you can. You don't have to be, you know, there's no set requirement of things that you must do. So it's up to you based upon the circumstances. But you do what you can to try to help the child grow into good, strong, mature Catholic faith. So that can take a different, that could take a variety of different forms. And without getting specific, I don't want to, you know, ruin anybody's privacy or anything, but I am the godfather to a number of then babies. Now, pretty much they're all grown up. And there was one time where I had an opportunity to confront one of my godchildren over similar things, not exactly the same thing. And my godchild was taken aback and like, why are you saying this to me? And how come why are you judging me? I said, oh, I'm not judging you. I love you and I care about you. And, you know, I of all people as your godfather, I have not just the opportunity, but I have really the obligation to speak the truth to you about this issue so that you won't live an unhappy life. And that's the only reason I'm saying this to you, not to judge you, but because I love you and I want you to be happy. So here's the fact. Here are the facts about what you're doing. And my godchild did not really accept that very well. And so it took time before that could sort of blow over. But I don't regret it. And maybe this is the way I can answer your question, Mary. Going forward, do what you can do. Speak the truth in love. Show that you genuinely care about your goddaughter. You seek after her welfare, both spiritually and physically. And if you didn't care, you wouldn't say anything. But because you care, you're going to go the extra mile and deal with the wear and tear when it comes to speaking the truth in an area that somebody gets a little offended. You're going to do it anyway because you love her and you care about her. Now, you can't overdo it. I shouldn't say it that way. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to be the Grinch. And, oh, gosh, here she comes again. What's the latest thing she's going to tell me about? You know, obviously you don't want to do that. You want to maintain a good, loving relationship. And often when it comes to this kind of thing, you don't need to mention it more than once. I mean, maybe her parents do, but you don't. So you've brought it up. You've brought it out into the open. She knows that you know. She knows that you've told her why this is wrong. She shouldn't do it. So there's no need to keep returning to that topic. Remember that thing that you did last year? No, don't do that. But the fact that you've made your feelings known to her is a good thing, and it's part of fulfilling your role as her godmother. So going forward, I would say just keep doing that. Keep being sweet and lovely and nice and telling her the truth when necessary, but also with a big dose of encouragement, you know, love and empathy. How can I help you? Is there anything I can do for you? Things like that go a long way. Those would all be part of my recommendations.
And one last thing, the parents, I guess the psychology of the parents, I found, like, I don't know if they enable that or if they were just totally ignorant to what was going on, which I don't think so. I think there's some over, it's an only child, so I think there's a lot of overindulgence. But I also think maybe the mentality of, like, Disney parents where they're trying to be the child's friend instead of, you know, more of a parental role. Now, I don't know the psychology of that. I'm not a psychiatrist, but I see that a lot. Is there an issue, like, you know, the child, you can say, well, she's young and experienced, but for parents, wouldn't you think that they'd be a little bit more kind of not ruling with an iron fist, but being a little bit more, hey, thanks for pointing that out, instead of, like, minimizing it, like, oh, everyone does that, or, you know, kind of just not really being interested in finding out that information.
See, this is why you're a godparent, because sometimes it mm-hmm. happens that the parents are derelict in their duty or they're negligent. And, okay. I mean, maybe that's not so common, but it's common enough that this is one reason why you're like the extra parachute. If you know someone's going to go skydiving, you don't pack one parachute. You pack a second backup parachute in case the first one doesn't deploy properly. You are the backup parachute.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, so if the parents are not 100%, that's okay. You're that backup parachute, and you do what you can to try to help. And maybe your good example will help spur the parents on to become more serious about their own faith and their own commitment to their daughter.
And then just going forward, don't bring it up again. I mean, I don't anticipate, I don't monitor the computer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was my daughter, who doesn't have any of that stuff, that brought it up to me and said, Mom, did you know this was going on?
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's good.
But anyway,
I mean, not that you know, we want to, you know, that we want to be informants or rats, you know, about people. But the fact that your daughter said that to you means that in some way or at some level she was scandalized by it. So
yeah.
For you as godmom to mm-hmm. gently admonish your goddaughter is a really good thing. It sounds like you went about it the right way. So I guess to answer your last question there, no, I mean, you'll know when it's necessary to say something. But based upon what you've said, I don't know that you need to revisit the topic again just out of the blue. But if something else happens or there's continued difficulty and you see an opportunity where you can give her some strong encouragement, I would do that. You know, just play it by ear, but have your radar up. Not radar. I want to make this really clear. I don't mean have your radar up so you can pounce at a moment's notice. That's not what I mean. But just to kind of continue to be aware of what's happening in her life so that if you see things continuing in a bad direction, you know, maybe you know, the next time there's a family get together, you put your arm around her shoulders and say, how's it going? I think about you all the time and I hope you're doing well. And I, you know, I really love you. And there's no judgment, no heat, no judgment, as the saying goes. But you are showing her genuine care and compassion without a rebuke. And that may lead her to confide in you, where she may say, well, I'm going through a struggle right now, to be honest with you. And then maybe you can go deeper. Maybe not, but that kind of approach I found to be very helpful. Thank you, Mary. You sound like a great godmother. I encourage you to keep on trucking.